the movement of Kurdish militias in Iraq is making neighboring Turkey nervous. The Turks have been threatening to send troops into northern Iraq, and as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports, the Bush administration is working to keep them out.
Secretary of State Colin Powell called his Turkish counterpart today and offered to let Turkey send military observers to Kirkuk. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz told the hearing on Capitol Hill that large elements of the 173rd Airborne Brigade moved into the city today. He said the Bush administration and Secretary Powell in particular reassured Turkey that Kirkuk will not be taken over by the Kurds.
He assured the Turks that we were on top of this situation and trying to manage it successfully, and I am reasonably optimistic that that will be the outcome. We have said repeatedly to the Kurds that this is one of those things that can't be allowed to happen, that Kirkuk is a potentially explosive situation if they were to try to assert themselves unilaterally.
Despite these assurances, Turkey's ambassador to Washington, Faruk Lohulu, is uneasy.
We have always expressed the concern that whatever the commitments on papers or orally, that events in the field have a tendency to unfold in a different way. And this is what we are witnessing now.
Ambassador Lohulu said Turkey could still send in troops.
We are very, very concerned, acutely concerned with the way things are moving in northern Iraq. If there is any pressure, it's on the American side to make sure that they have the control in these cities and not any particular group in northern Iraq.
Turkey worries that control of Kirkuk and nearby oil fields could give the Kurds the financial wherewithal to seek independence, and that could embolden separatists among Turkey's own Kurdish minority. The head of the Turkey Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington, Bulent Alireza, believes Turkey is now paying the price for refusing to allow U.S. troops into Turkey to open a northern front.
The Turks need to understand, and I'm sure lots of Turks are beginning to understand, that the U.S. was obliged to compensate for its numerical inferiority in northern Iraq by relying on the Kurdish militias because of the Turkish failure to come through with the opening of the northern front.
Alireza says if Ankara had agreed to let U.S. troops move through Turkey, the Turkish government would have had more concrete U.S. guarantees about the future of northern Iraq.
The U.S. was prepared to pay the price of letting Turkish forces come in and underwriting a de facto Turkish veto over what happened with respect to the Kurds. Those were taken off the table. All we have now, when you look at it from Ankara's point of view, is the word of Secretary Powell.
And a chance to send military observers to Kirkuk. Pentagon officials admit the situation is fluid and the U.S. troop presence is small. Turkish analyst Alireza says the U.S. will probably have to rely on Kurdish militias for security, at least in the short term. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.